All right, let's get the party started. Folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And guys, I got to tell you, not only am I a little tired, but I am so excited about having attended the recent power trip in Scranton, Pennsylvania this weekend. It was the best power trip ever, and we're going to talk about that tonight. It was absolutely wonderful. If you were there, it was great to see you, great to mix and mingle with you. If you weren't there, I've got to tell you, you missed a goodie. I mean, it's so awesome. We're going to get into that in just a second. Let me do the other things we got to do. First of all, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Absolutely the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. You always come to this call, pen and paper, and an expectation that you're going to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. The people that you hear on this call, training and coaching us on how to be effective in our business, how to be successful and profitable, are people who are actually doing it. And that's why we have this call. We have the leaders on the call that make a difference. And tonight is absolutely no exception. Now, you hear people on the call right now talking about Simulcast 2018. I hope that everyone on the call is already registered. But, guys, this is going to be an absolutely fun event. We've already heard some teasers, if you will, about what's going to happen at Simulcast. Great announcements, great promotions are coming up. You've got to be registered. Go to your Power Zone, okay? Go to your Power Zone and register for Ambit Simulcast 2018. It's going to be January 13th. We're going to broadcast live from Hartford, Connecticut, and Dallas, Texas. If you're near one of those two cities, you want to be live at the location. But if for some reason you can't make it, you can see it on any type of device that can get on the Internet. Your phone, your TV, your computer, you can have groups together and look at it, but you have got to be there. The attendee-only bonuses are worth more than the cost of admission alone, not to mention the information and the training that you're going to get at this event, okay? Get to your back office, register for that. Now, Power Trip 2017, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Phenomenal. And the word is already out on the spring power trip. I'm going to give you some information on that. Let me give it to you right now, ambitpowertrip.com. You can go register for this event. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas in mid-April. It's going to be at the Wyndham North Dallas. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And, guys, I'm going to tell you, you're going to hear some things there that you haven't heard before and haven't heard in a long time. You have got to get registered for this event. Registration right now online. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Get registered for the next event. Now, it's my honor. We're going to talk about that. It's my honor to introduce our special guest for the evening. This guy is no stranger to Ambit Energy, no stranger to this call. Had a fantastic weekend. Please welcome to the call, national consultant, top income earner, Mr. Ray Monte. Ray, are you there?
I'm here, Bear. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. How are you feeling?
I'm a little tired. My voice is shot. I've been on three-way calls all day, did a web training and a conference call, but I'm excited. How could you not be after this past weekend? It was incredible. I've been to just about every power trip that Brian has done, and every time you think he raises the bar and you can't get back there, he does one that's better. And so it was a lot of fun, and I thought everybody, all the speakers, brought the A game, and people come in from all over the place to be there. A lot of people driving from all over the Northeast, and groups coming from Illinois and Ohio and Indiana and Texas, and it was awesome. It was a lot of fun and a lot of excitement. You know, I've been with Ambit 10 years and 1 month now, and you know, this is about as much as excitement and enthusiasm as I can remember. It's just people are pumped up. You always can get a pretty good idea the value of an event by what takes place the next day. And you know, three-way call after three-way call after three-way call after three-way call, and there's a buzz out there, and people are excited. It was a great event, and it was great to see you up here as well.
It was a pleasure to be there, a pleasure to be able to hang out with you a bit, and just all of the people that did register and attend a power trip this year. We just had not only a fantastic time, but it was one of the best learning experiences that we've had in a while. You know, Brian McClure alone, phenomenal job. He puts on a great event, great program, and I got to tell you, for me, it was the best power trip ever. The best power trip ever. What were some of the key moments for you that stand out for you?
You know, I'd have to agree with you. I think one of the things was seeing Brian. It was great to see him having fun and enjoying himself and stuff like that. Bear, I was just on the website, and the next one is April 12th through the 14th, and I know Brian's flying right now, but he wanted to make sure that everybody knew that there was an early bird registration tonight. If you register tonight by, I think it's midnight Central Time, you can actually get registered for Power Trip 2018, Spring Power Trip down in Dallas for $99. And if yesterday was any indication of what we're going to have in the spring after simulcast, as we build some more momentum in Japan and Canada and some big announcements coming at simulcast 68 days away, you're going to want to be there. You know, I'm looking at the schedule and I see that Chris and Jerry are both going to be there. Philip, who was there yesterday, Joey Carter, Brian, myself. And so I would highly recommend you do whatever you've got to do to get down there. I know I've got probably 100 people on our team already that are excited to come down there. So I wanted to get that out there. But, you know, it started off on Thursday night with an all-star business presentation. And to be honest with you, I didn't get there Thursday night. I was doing a meeting up in New Hampshire. We drove home all night to get back to Pennsylvania. Was excited because Brian got to go to Game 7 of the World Series and fulfill a lifelong dream with his sister and go watch the Astros win the World Series. So he came in. We got there on Friday. We did the leadership breakfast, and we got to talk about that a little bit and talk about what it takes to build a big business and build a big team in AMBA. And then Friday night was just, it was great. You know, I know Jeff Rollins and Kim Mason and, you know, Jerry, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, but I'll be honest with you, one of the highlights of my whole weekend was listening to Ernie and Peggy Force, you know, just incredible leaders, the Perseverance Awards and executive consultants who don't make excuses. Ernie just inspires me, and it's so great and so refreshing to listen to somebody that's all in, that wants to take this thing to the next level, doesn't make excuses, just gets it done. So that was great. And then we had Jerry come up there, and Bear, what was so impressive was Jerry was up there by himself. And in the past at Power Trip, we've had Chris Chan was up there with Jerry, so they kind of alternate, and we've had John Burke, who does an incredible job, but it was just Jerry because Chris is getting ready to go back to Japan. And Jerry was as relaxed and calm as I'd ever seen him. And they just hit him with questions for, I'm going to say, almost 2 hours. And he answered everyone. He let people ask whatever they wanted to. There were some great questions. And more so, there was some great answers. And, you know, he talked about the state of Nevada moving forward. We talked about Canada. He talked about what AMBIT could do and couldn't do. He talked about his family. And, you know, Bear, here's the thing that I came away with. I've been in direct sales now for 21 years. I've been with AMBIT for just over 10. And one of the things I learned early on is if you watch the people that own the company and you watch the top income earners and watch what they do, and it'll give us a pretty good indication in the field of what we should be doing. And here's what I mean by that. I've been part of some other companies where all of a sudden you watch the top income earners, they all retire. They, you know, they're laying back and they're kicking back and relaxing, and they're resting on what they built 5, 10, 15 years ago. And then you see the owners of the company not doing a whole lot. You know, they're happy with where they are. That's not the case here with AMBIT. I want you to think about this. Brian McClure, over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, spent 2 weeks in Japan, going up and down Japan, doing meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. Here's a guy who's made over $40 million. And then, you know, I appreciate Philip Eckert coming up because Brian told me Philip had another something that he needed to be doing, but he made the commitment to come to Power Trip, coming all the way up from Texas to Scranton, flying in, and you know, had to get right back to Texas. And you know, Philip, the number two income earner, another gentleman who's made millions and millions of dollars in this industry. I know that Steve Thompson was up in Canada for the launch of Alberta, and so here's another guy that doesn't need to be doing this, making millions of dollars. Then we've got Jerry Thompson coming up here in November to Scranton, Pennsylvania. Virginia. Then we've got Chris going back to Japan. And I'll be honest with you, Barry, I'm working harder now than I've ever worked in Ambit Energy. And so that should tell everybody here that you've got something pretty special that you're a part of. And if you recognize that and understand what you need to do to take advantage of this company moving forward, the sky's the limit. So it's pretty exciting. But it was an incredible, incredible Friday night. I thought Jerry and Brian were calm and just a humble guy. And it was a lot of great information. But it was fun to be a part of. I walked out of there I couldn't wait to get home and get through yesterday so I could get back to work and continue to build my business.
It was absolutely awesome. And I couldn't agree more. I've been around Jerry and seen him speak at events. And he was so relaxed and calm And you know, just like you said, he just poured out. And what was really interesting for me with Jerry Thompson was that there were so many questions about him personally that people were interested in him as a person, not just as a CEO of the company. And he was willing to share about his own personal life, his own personal experiences. And we can clearly see, like, how he's become who he is and why he's such an awesome leader. That was really great. And then we had Saturday. And all of the speakers, like you said, were doing a phenomenal job. But there are a couple of speakers that I really want to pull out here. First of all, I was really impressed this year with Bobby Ames. And I tell you what really, really impressed me with that was he actually shared some of the things that helped him become a million-dollar income earner and national consultant. He was very humorous. But he really shared how this business can grow if you just stay in the business. And what were your thoughts on some of the things that he said and some of the others on Saturday?
Well, I thought Bobby did a great job. Listen, that was one of the things that was so refreshing and entertaining. Bobby was hysterical, but what he did was real. And, I mean, I thought he was just real, real with it. You know, he talked about being ambited out. He talked about not wanting to speak to people sometimes. And then, you know, the timing's right, and you just never know who's going to come into your life. He actually had a gentleman that he spoke to on a plane who actually came in from Philadelphia. He was a brand-new regional consultant. But I thought Bobby did a great job. And, you know, when you look at the day, I thought Philip did a great job. You know, he just talked about how he's not comfortable being up there, but it hasn't stopped him from becoming a multi-millionaire in this industry. And then, you know, Kirk Arand, I mean, Kirk's business is blowing up. He talked about what he needs to do and making sacrifices and being committed and being persistent. And then we had Jim Mason, who always does a great job. And you know, and then we had the corporate guys. You know, we had the corporate guys talk about commercial. And you know, Bear, that was one of the things that was really exciting to me, to see large commercial open up in Pennsylvania. And they actually slipped a little bit. I don't know if they're supposed to tell us this or not, but it's pretty exciting that they announced that there'll be another state opening up for large commercial that's going to be a simulcast announcement. So that was exciting. And then, you know, of course, we've got to recognize Chuck Chance. I mean, Chuck's just an incredible human being. I love the guy to death. He's just class. That's and he does a great job hosting, gets the crowd into it. So Chuck, great job this thing. And then in the afternoon, I mean, Tony Procopio did a bit of talking about different personalities and had the whole crowd get up and, you know, probably 600 people walking around the room, breaking into groups, and that was a lot of fun. And then, yeah, you know, Tim Devine talked about sacrifice and making a commitment and getting it done. And, you know, him and his wife are getting ready to jump on a plane and fly back to Japan Tuesday morning. So, you know, I know they're excited to get over there and blow up Japan with their incredible team that they've got over there. And it's exciting, but I appreciate them. I think Tim put a picture up there of their dog, and you know, as an animal lover, I can't imagine leaving my dog for a month or two at a time. So I respect and appreciate what they're doing. And then, you know, obviously we had Brian come up and the giveaways, and you know, Brian of course brought his A game and just talked about what needs to get done to build your business, to become a leader, to create leaders, and to create financial freedom for you and your family. And so, you know, it was just an incredible, incredible day, and it flew by. You know, Saturday, I looked at my watch, and, you know, we started at 9 a.m., and 5 o'clock was here, and, you know, that's always a good indication of an incredible event, incredible information, incredible speakers when it ends and you want more. I was hoping we could go another couple hours, and we could have had a few more speakers, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. There are many of the speakers, as you said, that we would have loved to hear more from, and we're looking forward to hearing more as well. And then there was that one special moment. Well, there were so many special moments, but I got to mention this one. When Brian gathered all of the national consultants onto the stage, and you had your national consultants on the stage, and we all had an opportunity to celebrate a brand new national consultant. Tell us about that moment.
You know, it was great to see Robert Woodger from Illinois get promoted to national consultant. What I love about Robert is, you know, he builds it the right way. He's a hard worker. He's committed. He's just a great guy, and so real proud of him. And, you know, getting to national consultant is a big, big, big deal. It doesn't happen by chance. And, you know, he's out there building it the right way. He's teaching his team to gather loyal customers and cares about his team and working with them. And, you know, I'll be honest, I don't know if I was more excited to see him get promoted or to watch him dance. I think the two best dancers of the day were Robert and Regina. But Robert did a great job. If you're listening, man, congratulations. We're proud of you. That was awesome. That was a lot of fun to be able to watch a brand new national consultant get pinned. That's always exciting.
That was great. And so we're looking at Power Trip 2018, April 12th through the 14th in Dallas, Texas. And guys, I got to tell you, with this awesome the job that was done, the excitement, the training, the education that we got from Power Trip 2017. You have got to be there. Got to be there in Dallas, Texas, April 12th through the 14th at the Wyndham Dallas North. Now, just like Ray was saying, there's a special discount, but it ends tonight at midnight. The regular price is going to be $119. But this is a special VIP promotion that we're having tonight where you can get it for $99 if and only if you register by midnight tonight. And let's talk about what the VIP gives you. The VIP gives you, most importantly, is that you have access to go into the room before everyone else, about 20 to 30 minutes before the general admission tickets are allowed to come into the room. That basically guarantees you a seat in the front, close to the speakers, where you can see and hear everything that's going on. Guys, you got to do this. You got to do it at a special rate of $99. You've just got to be there. So if you're even pondering the idea of going to Power Trip, you need to get on your computer, go to ambitpowertrip.com, and get registered for this event for only $99. Right, let me ask you, with everything that we were talking about at Power Trip and with the information that Jerry gave us, where do you think this company is going? Where do you think it's headed? What does our future look like from your eyes?
Well, Bear, I don't think I know. And see, once you know what you're part of and where this company is going, your biggest challenge is trying to figure out how to fit more time into your ambit business. And after walking out of there yesterday and being on the phone a little bit here today and being able to listen to Jerry and hear all the speakers and talk to Brian, I mean, it's evident to me that we're part of something really special. And here's what I mean by that. You know, I always tell people, one of the things I love about Chris and Jerry, and a lot of people got to see a different side of Jerry on Friday night, is who they are as people. And that's the reason I left another company and came over to Ambit, even though at that point they were only in Texas and New York City, is because I bought into Chris and Jerry. And, you know, back in October of 2007, when I flew down and met with them for the third time, twice in Dallas, once in New York City, I wanted to know where this thing was going. I wanted to know what was I part of, how big was this going to be, what their intentions were. And I always told everybody, when I got back to New York that day, I told people, they're only in Texas and New York City. They had done about $30 million in annual revenue through October of 2007. They had less than 100,000 customers, and people would look at me and be like, I don't understand. Why are you so excited about Ambit? You're in a company that's in all 50 states, England, Canada, Puerto Rico. You're making good money, and you're going to walk away to be part of something that's in two states that's nowhere near the size of what you're doing. What am I missing? I said, guys, it's Chris and Jerry. I'm telling you, I am a good judge of character. I'm in the people business, and these guys are special, and I believe everything they tell me. And Bear, back then, they told me they're going to be $1 billion in annual revenue inside of 7 years, and they've done it. We've actually hit almost $1.5 billion. They talked about having over 1 million customers. We've got 1.2. They talked about being in multiple markets in the United States and international expansion. And as we sit here today, we're in 16 states, Japan as of May, and last Wednesday, we opened up Canada. And boy, what an awesome opportunity to build in Canada, all over Canada, free from now through January 12th. And the fact that Canadian consultants can get certified and sponsor consultants and customers back in the United States. And so when I look at that, back in 2011, on the cover of Success From Home magazine, it talked about Ambit being a $6 billion company. And I remember when I got that magazine, I was excited because I was on the cover with Chris and Jerry and six of the gentlemen on my team. And the crazy thing is, three of those six gentlemen have already become Ambit millionaires, and other three are going to do it here in the next year or two. But I remember the first thing I saw in the magazine was not myself or the leaders on there with me. My eyes went directly to a comment that said $6 billion and beyond. Why is Ambit Energy aiming so high? And I remember I got that, and I called Chris. I said, Chris, do you really believe that? You know, at this point, you're just over $700 million. You really think you're going to be a $6 billion company? And he said, Ray, there's no doubt we can do it. And I remember having that conversation with them. If you go to the last page of that magazine, the ladies that Stu in the interview, she said, those are pretty lofty goals for a company that hasn't even hit $1 billion yet. How do you go from $1 billion when you get there to $6 billion? And Chris said, it's just math. If you look at the percentage of growth that we're going to have in the markets that we're already in, with the population growing, the number of people that are going to turn 18 in the states we're in, Texas and New York and Illinois, with the markets that we're going to be able to go into moving forward, if we can keep the current run rate, we're going to be a $6 billion company. And you know, that always stuck in the back of my mind. And that was one of the reasons that I worked so hard. You don't have to be real smart to know that if you're part of a company that goes from $1 billion to $6 billion and you have anything going on, you're going to have the opportunity to create financial freedom for you and your family. And so, you know, we kind of talked about it. We grew, we work hard, we go out there, and Ambit's breaking all kinds of records, getting all kinds of accolades. And at our 10-year anniversary back in 2016 at Ambition, they started talking about being a $6 billion company again. And I remember a lot of people on my team were like, well, how are we going to do that? What do you think? And guys, I want you to think about the last 12 months as we talk about that. So we're $1.5 billion, you know, $1.3 billion, depending on the kind of winter and summer that we have, but well over $1 billion. And all of a sudden, Japan deregulates, and Ambit opens up in Japan in May of this year. Almost 84 million potential customers in Japan. That in itself, as we continue to grow there, and things are starting to really pop there. They're understanding the market. We've got some incredible leaders, and you know, Brian just got back from there. Tim and Sonia are going back over there. I know Richard and Mary, Jordan and Vanessa. You know, when you look at the leadership, Sean and Damian that are going over there, you know, there's no doubt it's going to be huge. It's going to double the size of this company just based off Japan. And then all of a sudden Canada opens up on this past Wednesday. And what's amazing is I've been doing three-way calls with people in Montreal and Toronto and Ottawa and all these places, and I didn't really know how that was going to work because they only know a handful of people in Alberta. And then all of a sudden they come out and announce that people in Canada can sign up for free. And not only can they sign up for free till January 12th, but they can get certified and sponsor back into the United States for customers and consultants. Well, there I've been spending my whole business up along upstate New York, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, and then up to New Hampshire, up to Maine. And a lot of those people know people right over the border, so that's an absolute home run. And then they're talking about large commercial in Pennsylvania. We already have it in Illinois. We've got it in Texas. They're going to be announcing another state for large commercial energy here at Simulcast. So if you look at Japan, you look at Canada, you look at three states for large commercial, plus a fourth one coming soon, I got to believe there'll be more coming after that. And then Jerry talked about another vote in Nevada, and 80% of the population out there voted for the deregulation of energy the first time. We're going to see Nevada open up. I know there's been mentions of California. I've read an article about Nebraska. I've heard Arizona. And if you go to the most recent direct selling news article talking about Ambit in Japan, there's actually mention of the state of Florida in there. Now, we talked to Brian last night. Brian talked about more countries opening up. And so, guys, if you start doing the math, you know, the goal is at Ambition 2026 for our 20-year anniversary to be part of a $6 billion company. And all of a sudden, you start looking at the fact that we're well over $1 billion now with well over a million customers, and then you add Japan, and then you open up Canada, and then you talk about expansion of large commercial, and then you talk about Nevada, potentially California, Arizona, Nebraska, Florida, and who knows what else is to come over the next two, three, four, 5 years, because 18 months ago, nobody expected Japan to come along. And I know there's parts of Western Europe that are deregulated. I know that Australia is deregulated. Man, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. A $6 billion company puts us as the third largest direct sales company in the world. And I'm with Ernie Forrest. I mean, one of the reasons I don't sleep well is I want to be part of something special. I want to be celebrating like those Astros fans on Wednesday, knowing that I was part of something special, the fastest, the largest direct sales company in the world. And that's what we have the opportunity to be a part of. And, you know, Brian talked about this weekend. If we go out there and produce, because it's not a question if corporate's going to produce. That doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. That doesn't mean there's not going to be bugs on the windshield along the way. But here's what I know. They always get it fixed. They always get it fixed. They do. They've got great people down there. And for a company the size with all the customers, they're going to get it fixed. You just need to keep your head in the game and go out there and execute. And what does execute mean? You've got to go gather loyal customers. Loyal customers are next-door neighbors, people from church, mothers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, business associates. Loyal customers are not buying them on the internet. Loyal customers are not being down in Texas as a so-called leader going to leasing agents and buying customers. That's killing the golden goose, Bear, as Brian talked about it. We need people that are loyal customers to Ambit, to the consultant. That those are the people that we need. And see, if you're out there buying customers, shame on you, because this is too special for you to be that selfish to go kick out bonuses and get people promoted, to understand that this is a magical ride if you build it the right way. Gathering friends, family, coworkers, people who do it because of the relationship they have with you. Second thing is being plugged in. Going to these wonderful events that Brian McClure puts on, the power trips, the simulcast. I know Brian's going to be down in Houston on the 18th. I heard him talking about doing an event. We've got a big event coming up in New Hampshire on December 2nd. You know, all these events, all these things that leaders are putting on, the conference calls, the web trainings, the weekly meetings, those things, being plugged in, because it's not always easy. It's not always fun. You're going to have days that you think about quitting. You're going to have people on your team quit. You're going to get frustrated. But if you get around and understand how big this is and that it doesn't happen overnight, we're talking about generational wealth. Generational wealth. That's what you have the opportunity to create. And then the last thing there is, you got to show the plan. You've got to take massive action and figure out whether you're in Texas or Ohio or Canada or Japan or anywhere around the world. You've got to figure out who knows somebody in the markets that we're in who is praying for an opportunity to change their life, and realize that not everybody's going to do Ambit. There's a lot of people out there that want to better themselves until they have to be inconvenienced. This is a business. You're going to have to be inconvenienced for a short period of time so you can have the rest of your life to do whatever you want with it. You are in the people business. You've got to become a sorter. And if you see this thing like I do and understand the magnitude of what we've got here and what you're a part of, you will talk to everybody. And if the people tell you you're crazy, that's okay. I read an email that I got from a prospect, and I think it hit home with people that, hey, that's what we do with. I don't take it personal. Next. Next is a great word in Ambit. I am looking for people with integrity. You know, if you want to work with me, have integrity. Build the business the right way. Care about other people. I am looking for people that are committed, like Ernie and Peggy Force. I am looking for people that are hard workers. I'm looking for people that are coachable. You know, one of the reasons that I've had so much success in this business is because I've had an incredible mentor like Brian. And I would just listen to what he would tell me. Brian would always tell me, you got to do this. Okay, I'm going to go do it. I wouldn't, yeah, but him. And I go out there and I sort through the masses to find incredible people. And guys, if you're willing to pay the price, knowing that we're going to be entering 2018 here in about 50 days, what does that mean? That means in 8 years and 50 days, this company is going to be a $6 billion company. Can you imagine being part of a company that goes from $1.5 billion to $6 billion over an eight-year period? Guys, we're going to quadruple in size. And so if you're out there working and you've got an active group and you're building the business the right way, and not throwing apartment complexes or customers online to get promoted or to get bonuses or get checks, and you care about people and you lead people down the right path and teach them how to build the business, their business is going to quadruple. Because as my friend Jay Emma says, high tides raise all ships. And guys, this tide is going to be very, very, very high. This is an incredible opportunity. Don't take it lightly. Build it the right way. Gather loyal customers. Get plugged into the leaders and go out there and just sort through the masses. And I don't know when you're going to find the next superstar to join your team. I don't know when I'm going to find the next superstar. But I believe I'm going to find it. I believe in abundance. I believe there's people out there that are looking for me, and I just need to have enough conversations. There's going to be people that join my business that are praying for an opportunity, like Tim and Sonia Devine, like Jay Emma, like Kirk Curran, like Tony and Diana Procopio, like some of the people that I've been blessed to work with, like a Norbert Hennessy. That's what we do. And we're going to get paid millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars from this incredible company at a time where there's a lot of people looking for opportunity to gather loyal customers, to stay sharp and educated by plugging in, and to sort through the masses and find people who are looking. That's why I'm excited, Bear.
Well, I tell you what, I totally agree with everything that you're saying. And after this weekend, when you shared that information and Brian shared that information, Jerry Thompson gave us some insights into the future. You know, you and I'm a founding consultant with Ambit Energy, and I can tell you for sure, as a consultant looking at this business, there is no better time to get started than right now. You know, when we started off in 2006, it was just Texas, and we discussed this this weekend. It was just Texas. And we had the confidence that we were going to be a $1 billion company even if we never left the state of Texas. And now look where the company is. Like you said, 16 states, more states coming on, more countries coming on. We've got more excited people in this business, more committed people in this business, like Jeff Rollins, for example. It was great to hear him speak. And, what would you say to a brand-new consultant right now if they want to have the success that we saw this weekend at Power Tripper? If they want to have the success that people like you and some of the top income earners have had, what is it that they need to do right now as a brand new consultant to assure themselves of that success?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it starts with taking massive positive action. Brian talks about it. You know, you can be excited about something and you can talk about it, but you need to do something. And I think Bobby talked about it, just talking to people and sorting. You know, Bobby did a great job talking about, he talked to the lady on the phone, on the plane, I'm sorry, that he said hello to and didn't even blink an eyelash at him. And she was just flat out rude. And he didn't take it personal. It didn't stop him from never having another conversation. He talked to somebody else who joined a team who showed up with their people, and he's got some good ones there. You know, I know a gentleman who signed up in Philadelphia, and his girlfriend was down in Houston. And so you've got to talk to people. You know, this, we do three things in Ambit. We gather a handful of loyal customers. We plug in the system. And if you're on this call here tonight, here's what I can tell you. If you're on this call here tonight and your business is not growing as fast as you want it to, and you're not on a five-star trip, and you're not wearing a yellow, purple, or plaid jacket, and you're not getting what you want out of Ambit, there's a simple solution. Show the plan, and continue to show the plan. You know, your income is direct proportion to how many times you and your team show the business. And I know that for a fact, because when people get lackadaisical and they quit bringing guests to meetings and they quit doing one-on-ones and they quit doing in-homes, generally what happens is their business slows down. I've got a lot of momentum in my business because since Ambition, I'm out there hitting it. I'm out there every night. I'm going to be in Connecticut tomorrow, Pennsylvania Wednesday, New Hampshire, Maine next week. I'm on the road like I haven't made any money in Ambit. Like I've never gotten promoted because I understand what's here. And I understand if I go out there and get a lot of people to look at the business and people say, well, how do you do it? I give people Success From Home magazines. I send people to my website. I do one-on-ones. I do in-home presentations. I take people to meetings. I do whatever I've got to do to increase the number of people to take a look at this business, knowing that the next presentation I do, it might be Coach Alan Johnson sitting in his living room looking for something, or somebody like Peter Luter, or Jim or Kim Mason, or Tim or Missy Olinger. And these are all people I have the utmost respect for because of the way they build their business. Those are the people that I want to work with. Those are what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that next big superstar to come into my business, because if I can find somebody now and help them change their life, man, it's just so much fun when you get the right people and you're able to work with them. And so, Bear, that's what they need to do. Go get promoted in the compensation plan, not by having your upline buy customers and throw them underneath you. That's a house of cards. That's a job. That's a job. There's ECs and NCs going on five-star trips right now that they don't know how to build a business. They couldn't they could not train my dog to eat filet mignon, but they're going on trips because all they do is they put customers underneath people. They're using people. They're using you. They're not teaching you how to build a legitimate business. It's about empowering people and caring about people and working with people and teaching them the right way to go out there and create financial freedom. Get promoted into compensation plan, become a professional sorter, get people to look at this business. It don't get any better than this. 21 years in industry. The first 11 years I was here in direct sales, I'm like, man, why am I having all this heartache? Why do my upline leave? Why this, why that? And I realized is I was being prepared so when the big one came along, I would identify it and not take it lightly. And that's where we're at, Bear. I mean, it's clear to me everything that Chris and Jerry talked about back in 2011, becoming a $6 billion company, Japan, Canada, large commercial, Nevada, potential of other states like California, Florida, all these things, they're all happening. And so now I'm on a mission to go out there and help as many good people as possible take advantage of this thing. That's where we're at.
You know, I tell you, I'm almost speechless when I'm listening to you because it's, you know, I appreciate your passion. I appreciate your commitment to it. And I tell you guys, when you go to these events and you get to hear Ray Monty live and you get to hear Brian McClure and some of the top leaders in this company live, you finally get it. When you get to rub elbows and mix and mingle with some of the top income earners and the people that are shaking and moving Ambit Energy across the world, you finally get it. You have got to be at these events so that you can get this information and get the passion live. And I got to tell you, the next one that's coming up, April 12th through the 14th in Dallas, Texas, it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. And I want to remind you again on this call, and Bray, I'm going to come back to you for a final thought in just a moment. But you have an opportunity right now to register for Ambit for Power Trip, powertrip.com. You have ambitpowertrip.com. You have an opportunity to go register right now for only $99. Now, if you're serious about your business, you need to be there at whatever cost. But to have the opportunity, VIP registration, the Friday leadership breakfast, the entire event, just the opportunity to get into the room and get seated first is worth the $99. And then it's going to go up to $119, which is $20 more. But if you know that you're going, go register. Make the commitment, and it starts right then. So for $99, go to ambitpowertrip.com. I'm going to say that again, ambitpowertrip.com, and get registered for this big, big event. Ray, I want to come back to you for any final thoughts, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up.
You know, Bear, I'm excited. I'm looking at January 13th, the simulcast. I'm looking at the Power Trip in April. And one of the things that's so exciting to me about 2018 is to watch how we continue to grow more commercial energy in more states. We're going to see more and more leaders develop in Japan and now Canada. And the thing that's so exciting about 2018 is that's going to be the year that Ambit breaks $2 billion in annual revenue, and that's going to be the year we crack the top 10 DSN. So why would you not want to be part of this? I mean, why would you not want to be part of this? And, you know, for $100 in the U.S. and free in Canada right now, and I get it. I know it's work. I know it's not always fun. You're going to have good days and bad days. But where else for that kind of startup fee can you go out there and create a generation of wealth for you and your family? Not only that, get to hang out with great people and be part of something that's a runaway train. I mean, it's an amazing time to be in Ambit Energy. So take advantage of this. Here's what I can tell you. For those of you that get off this call and quit this business and don't do anything with it, and I'm sure most of the people on this call are leaders, that ain't going to be the case, but you're going to have people on your team. I'm telling people on my team that when they quit, what they need to do is they need to write their kids and their grandkids an apology letter for knowing that late in 2017 they had the opportunity to be part of a company that was in 16 states just starting off in Japan and Canada, knowing that it was going to be a $6 billion company, and they didn't take advantage of it. Shame on them. Shame on them. This is too big.
Well, folks, you heard it directly from Ray Monty, and I tell you, we've had conversations about this before. Ray has inspired me, and many times during the course of my experience with Ambit, Ray has also challenged me. And I want to challenge you all. If you are a marketing consultant on this call right now, I challenge you to be at least a regional consultant by simulcast. And, guys, you know, the holidays and everything else that's going on with the holidays can actually contribute to the growth of your business. If you're a regional consultant right now, I challenge you to become a senior consultant by simulcast. And here again, the holidays is not an excuse, it's an opportunity. And then if you're a senior consultant right now in Ambit Energy, plan on having a simulcast party or attending simulcast live with other regional and senior consultants that have grown in your organization starting right now. And, Ray, you've always been great at encouraging people and motivating people. You've always been great at challenging people. Do you agree that that's possible?
It does. So based on that, Bear, we're going to see you at Simulcast 2018 as a national?
No. But here's my goal for Simulcast 2018, is that I'm going to attend Simulcast 2018 with at least two brand-new senior consultants that are not even in my business right now. That's my goal.
That's a good goal. To everybody else, your goal should be not only get promoted, but bring people there. How many people on your team? How many people can you get on your team registered for one of the biggest events in the history of this company coming up here in 68 days? You want to build a big business, get people there, because when they get excited and hear from our co-founders and hear the new announcements, it drives momentum into your business. This is an event-driven business, from one event to the next, and every time you go to another event, your goal is to get people who are excited about this opportunity, to get people on their team who are excited about this opportunity, to get more people who are excited about this opportunity in front of advanced information, excitement, enthusiasm like we had yesterday and we're going to have in April.
And with that, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up before I say something really crazy. Ray, I want to thank you for being on this call. We always enjoy having you on the
call. What are you going to say, Bear Ambition?
Here we go.
See by Ambition?
We'll see.
Because I'll be honest with you, I'm getting sick and tired of you saying I'm an E seed and you can too. I want to hear you say I'm an N seed and you can be too.
It starts.
You know I love you, Bear.
Yes, and I love you too, buddy. Appreciate that. Folks, get registered for Power Trip. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Get your teams together. Build your business like you never have before. This is the time to blow it up. We've got all the resources. We've got all of the expansion potential. Man, this is it. Let's just get it done. Again, Ray, thanks for being on the call. We always enjoy having you with us. Folks, if you want to hear this call again, or if you have someone that you want to hear this call that wasn't on the call tonight, go to topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get everything cleaned up and you know, make sure that the recording is working and everything, and we'll get that up for you. You definitely want to hear this call again. I will see you registered for Simulcast. I'll see you registered for Power Trip. Let's go have a great Ambit week. I'm going to open up the lines. Ray's going to stay on the line for just a couple of minutes, and you can thank him yourself. Guys, pleasure having you with us. We'll see you next week, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. Here we go.